Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 2nd, 2024. And we're going to be looking at some really good questions coming up here. I had to take a break and do some discourses, but here we are. And it just amazes me. And I want to thank those of you who take the time not only to listen to these podcasts, but to respond to them and ask questions. I'm very grateful. I really am. Okay, so here's the question. It comes from Ron in Colorado, okay? And this is really interesting. You're telling us that the world is the way it is and that there is nothing we can really do about a lot of it. Do you really know what you're talking about? I don't know if that is true. Can you explain yourself, Ron from Colorado? Ron, you know, I try to offer all of you insight that would probably counteract your logic and reasoning. And I get that. But let's talk about the world a little bit here. It is a hodgepodge. It is getting more and more complicated because we have placed wealth, the idea of money and wealth, ahead of well-being. That's what the problem is. So when I'm talking about the idea of, you know, how the world works and talking about the conflicts that you and I both see going on in this world, it all boils down to the power that people want. And we're not interested in our well-being with each other. When you're interested in well-being with a person, you are working on virtue and nobility. You are doing things that are beyond the precepts and the concepts of your own self-preservation. So the world is getting worse. It just is. And there is no way around it. It is getting worse. But what are we doing about it? And what can I do about it? I can only offer these podcasts. I have my own seva, my own service that I give to humankind. I work at hospice three, four times a week, and I take care of my picker kids. My picker kids are my Batmo kids, the kids that, well, they don't have underwear, they don't have jeans, they don't have shoes, they don't have shirts, they don't have hats to keep their heads protected from the sun. They just don't have it. And it's, you know, their parents are working their asses off, you know, in the field, and they're helping you and me. You've eaten food, I am sure, from the hands of their mothers and fathers. So I do my best to help there. You can only do your best. You can only do what you can do that exceeds your common thought, your idea of right and wrong, good and bad, just and unjust. So the thing is, you want to exceed the idea of your comfort. In this world, comfort is brought on by money. That's the way people think now. They think money is the issue, money is the answer. And if you have a lot of money, you don't have to work real hard, you don't have to do a lot of things, blah, blah, blah. We still live in a very difficult world. And we still live with each other. And it's very important that we understand we live with each other. This is ultimately very important. So when I talk about the world and I talk about the world, taking on its own events and that it's going to do what it's going to do, I'm talking about humankind in general. There is always going to be wars. And you are always going to have the poor. Jesus talked about it himself. Buddha even talked about it. This world that we have incarnated in is a very difficult place to live. It's very hard. It really is. And there's a lot of things going on here that none of us care for. Things like the way the climate is going and what the weather is doing. This whole crazy idea of thinking that race and gender matter. They matter only to the person who's living in and of their human body. And if they do that, if a person is just living according to the humanness of their body, then there's going to be difficulties and problems. So what you hear me talking about is a more conscious approach to living. This is not a popular thing because it means I must divert myself away from the diversions of my human mind that are constantly thinking about what I want, how to get what I want, how to be comfortable with what I want, and how to make people feel that I'm important. With all that being said, with all that craziness being said, that's the issue. Am I right? Well, it's not a matter of right. This is just from whence I come. This is what I've come to through years and years of my own inner work. We don't live in a world that honors inner work. We just don't. It's not something that we attain to or seek to attain to because we don't want to be bothered with what is within us. We assume we're right. And if we're getting fed and we are sitting in a nice house or in a comfortable bed at night, if we're able to pay our bills, then we think we're doing it right. But that isn't necessarily true. And the person that can question that, now they are on a different path than the one who simply assumes that whatever they're doing is perfectly fine. That's a whole different avenue. And if you want to really know the way, the truth, and the light, you have to understand why these things are happening. Why is it that it is very difficult for human beings to survive? We see more homeless. We see more mental illness in our country. There's a ton of it. And it's happening not with middle-aged and just old-age people like me, but it's happening to our youth. This thing, the wheels are coming off the cart because we place the value of possessions over the state of a person's being. Even in how we raise our children, I see it all the time. And adults, parents, they're very casual. They're very nonchalant, cavalier even, about how they raise their children. And in living in such a manner, they make it virtually impossible for the child to mature and grow in a world that the parents don't understand at all. We're living in a different world. Your children live in a world that is totally different than the one we came from or they came from in the sense of our biology. And we can't imagine the craziness that's going to happen. So what do? We throw money at them and say, at least you'll have enough money to survive. And the trust funds and all of that go on and on. This is not the way. While all of that can be very helpful, the thing that is most important is to understand, really understand, the great matter that lives within us all. And whether or not we understand what that great matter is. And while the overall point of view about that is the same for all of us, how it affects us is individual. And you have to really meditate and learn to understand what the great matter is of your own life and your children's lives. So there's my shtick, you know, hopefully that might help you, but it is what it is. And I hope you'll forgive me, really, Ron, for any misunderstanding that I may have impressed you with. I'm not a perfect man, you know. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank all of you for listening. If you have any questions, you can email me at greg@aspire.org. Thanks for all of your attentions. I am deeply moved by it. Be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.